For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe to Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, day two reaction for us, obviously, from that Eagles victory. Look, they got it in a very convincing fashion on Sunday versus the Giants. We'll continue to talk about that. Also broaden this thing out, though. Big picture. What do we got with this team this year? 4-2 so far. What do you make of it so far and the rest of the way? Sirianni, 840. A lot of guests through the shows. A lot of calls. Look, Phil's off season as well. Flyers back at it tonight. Sixers season opener tomorrow. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The ancient Egyptians invented marshmallows.
That's a fact I would not have expected.
Marshmallows. And the reason they're called marshmallows is they're actually made from a plant that grew in the marsh.
Wow. Not Brandon Marsh.
The marshmallow plant. It's also known as Althea officinalis. Okay. It grows in marshes and other wetland areas. And back in the day, so we're talking about like 2,000 years before they started recording stuff, history. This was...
They kind of recorded history. They just didn't record it as much.
Yeah, this is 2000 BC.
Yeah. Okay, well, 4,000 years ago.
So we're talking long ago.
So
they thought these were made just for pharaohs. So pharaohs could eat the marshmallows. They were that special. They would mix the marshmallow plant parts with honey and nuts, and it was the most delectable treat anyone had ever heard of in ancient Egypt.
They are good, I'll say that. Now, the question is, are the Eagles good? I mean, the marshmallow, especially if you got the by the fire and you got a little chocolate and you got a little graham cracker or whatever, like, bang, we're good there. Are the Eagles good? So here's the deal. I want to find out from everyone today at 215-592-9494 where you stand and ultimately, collectively, where we stand with this Eagles team. We know the fact is that they're 4-2. We know that they won games they could have lost. We know they lost games they could have won. Like, we know that. I guess what we're getting at here today is, are they good? Are they average? Are they below average? Are they a contender? Are they like a real contender? Look, it's a pretty wide open NFC. It looks like Detroit to this point has been the best team. But, you know, that doesn't mean Detroit's going to the Super Bowl. If they don't, then someone else going to the Super Bowl. I don't know who that team is. So we get into this today by way to say, what do you make of what we've seen so far? Now, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. John, here's my simple answer to the question of what do we got. My simple answer is I'm not sure, right? Like, I don't know.
I think it's interesting that you say Detroit is maybe the best team.
They might be.
Because they've got a quarterback who once upon a time
I
thought was the biggest doofus on the planet.
I agree.
Didn't even know that the sunset in the west, if you'll
it
recall.
It does?
he was just, I thought he would never amount to a hill of beans.
Yeah.
Remember what it felt like his team lost the Super Bowl? He was traded away.
Yeah, they dumped him.
It felt like the guy would never survive. And now he might be the best quarterback in the NFC.
No, he's playing well.
That's from the coach.
Okay, all right.
That, right?
It's in part from the coach.
Ben Johnson sticking around and teaching this guy, imparting knowledge and wisdom in a great offense.
Look, I buy that to an extent, but Sean McVay is considered a pretty good coach also, and things fell apart while Goff was under him. Here's the deal. Let's talk about the Eagles for a second. So, what do we have, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm saying that should give us hope for our Eagles and our quarterback because they can grow and they can improve.
They can,
and our good-looking team, because we don't look great, we're a good-looking team right now.
Okay, answer the question, John. What do we have?
We're a good team that can grow into a great team with the proper development and mindset. And I believe we've got the mindset on the defensive side of the football. There's no doubt in the last couple weeks, and it coincided with the return of Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean, you know, coming back from the injury.
They help.
Those two are They're crackpots out there. Like, in a nice way, in the nicest way possible. Crazy, run around, strike people type guys. That ignites a defense for you. What do we have? A good team that can grow into great. And I think we're behind where I expected to be. That doesn't mean we will be all season. Jalen, he's growing. And he has the best weapons going to support his growth.
He's got incredible weapons.
I wish he'd grow faster in regard to trusting his protection, but even there, it's hard to blame him when he's got a turnstile in front of him with the offensive linemen hurt and, you know, the meat grinder of guys. Just everyone's gotten in and out, and it hasn't been consistent. And you can see it in the way he distrusts things at times. But let's not, you know, excuse. Let's get this young quarterback better by giving him confidence and giving him a chance with a balanced offense, which is, you know, sort of what we saw this last week against the Giants. I don't think we need to pull back that much from throwing the football moving forward, but I don't think we're going to be blowing teams out by 25 points every week. I still don't know what this team or how much they accomplished against the Giants. I know this week against the Bengals, it's a huge measuring stick that they just defeated that pesky Browns team by a touchdown, the team that we were complaining the week before that we beat by 4 points. The Eagle team overall right now, I think offense, massive potential. I expect them to get there, but it's slower than I wanted. Defense, way tighter and tougher than I or anyone could have expected right now. Like, just in the last 2 weeks, they took a leap.
They did take a leap.
They jumped.
They did.
I was worried.
Yeah, they did.
And now all of a sudden, they're making timely plays. Vic Fangio has a good feel for, you know, getting guys where they need to be. So the defense is keeping us where we need to be, keeping us afloat while the offense sort of figures things out.
So, look, I'm curious where everyone's at, 215-592-9494, and what we got with this team this year. You know, last week we had a poll. And it was fill in the blank. The Eagles are a blank team. Good got 10% of the vote. Average got 76% of the vote. And bad got 14% of the vote. Now, I would
say. Bad was 14?
Correct.
Good was.
Yeah. Now, good was 10, 76, 14. Now, here's the deal. I tend to think the answer is still average. Now, am I getting increasingly excited? Of course. They've won two in a row. This last game was a convincing win for the first time in a year, which was really good to see. It was fun. It was nice in the second half to sit back and put those feet up, so to speak, as an Eagles fan and not feel fourth quarter stress. That was great. You know, I don't think it's ground, but I also am aware of this. 2-2 becoming 4-2 is in large part, not exclusively, but in large part related to Browns-Giants. Browns-Giants. Like I said to myself when they were 2-2, I said to myself, don't get sucked in.
No, we said it.
No, hold on. I said it to myself. Do not get sucked in. If 2-2.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fitz. 2 becomes 4-2 just because it's the Browns and the Giants. And look, the Browns game was less impressive. The Giants game was more impressive. And that's why I think, if I had to guess, a lot of people are probably pretty confused about what we got this year. Here's what I know for sure. This season is primarily going to come down to two things. Two things. And we could talk about the coaches and Sirianni's in-game decisions. But frankly, I think that's small potatoes compared to two very maligned either individuals or groups. One, Hurts. What he's going to have the rest of the way. Two, the defense, what they're going to have the rest of the way. Both have been doubted. I'd say the defense has been more doubted. Hurts has been more discussed. But, like, this thing is, because we know, as John pointed out, skill position players on offense, not an issue. Not only not an issue, an incredible, unique, borderline all-time.
Health is an issue,
like,
for
advantage. Yeah, but that's...
That's a strange one.
But I'm not going to get bogged down on that in middle part of October. They have Saquon Barkley. They have A.J. Brown. That is such an enormous advantage. They appear to still have a pretty good offensive line. They have some other skill position players like Goddard when he's healthy, Devontae Smith. They give you a shot. I mean, even Gainwell the other day looked good. But, like, this thing is going to come down to Hurts and the defense. And one thing I'll ask you today is, which do you have more confidence in? Hurts or the defense moving forward? I think people will probably be pretty split there. Look, I know the teams improve. I know it. I've seen it, God, in my lifetime, probably 7 to 10 times where there's been a big jump by an Eagles team during a season. We saw it in 2021. We saw it. We saw it 3 years ago. So I remain hopeful on that basis. I know that the division probably won't run away from the Eagles. I know that the third wild card means the Eagles should be in this thing the whole way. I mean, whether they make the playoffs or not, we'll see. They certainly should be in it the whole way. I'm just not yet prepared to say they're more than average. But my eyes, John, are starting to open up. That was an impressive win against the Giants. And you said something I want to drill down on. Your answer, and again, I go for everyone here at 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. John, when you first addressed this about 5 minutes ago, you started by saying, quote, the Eagles are good. Tell me why you feel that currently. Why are they good? Because last week, only 10% of people said they're good. Why are you there now?
I was there last week. I believe that Saquon and Jalen and AJ and Devontae and Dallas, our offensive line, all the geez. How can you not be good with that in your locker room, with that on your sideline? We are so overpowered. We are so, it feels like jam-packed all-star team roster.
But you don't consider the quarterback part of that, right? He's not an all-star.
He should be, and he's growing back to where he's familiar enough in the offense to look that way. Yeah, he's going to get there.
You really do believe that? That he will get there?
Yes, Joe, I believe that. And I am troubled by the fact that you seem like you can't see the possibility that this guy should grow. Every single time he takes the field, the focus that he has on getting better at what he's bad at is part of what makes him good. And that's why he's going to go out there and improve.
Well, one
and
of the
I have faith.
Yeah, one of the problems with that theory, though, is...
You don't have to ask me twice, do I really believe that? Yes, I really believe Jalen is going to put everything into getting better. And he, if he has the right coaching, if he has the right framework provided, meaning if he gets the proper plan, if he has a blitz and he has the capability to say, okay, I see the blitz, I'm going to signal to that receiver, we've got a different route now, sight adjust. Yep. We're going to adjust these routes. See, I don't know that he always had that in the past.
I agree.
I don't know that he could automatically look over there and knowingly with that receiver and say, okay, now we've got a hot route because I know I can't block that guy and he's going to come. I can see that he's backed up. He's going to blitz. You know he's going to blitz too. You're going to break your route off and I'm going to throw it right away.
You think he sees it?
You think he sees it though? I think he sees it, absolutely.
I don't know about that.
I think he saw it as a high schooler.
I don't know about that.
Don't know what we're talking about seeing, and he has seen it since he was a kid.
Here's one of the,
because he's The son of a coach who talks about this stuff, it is not rocket science.
It's very complicated to be a quarterback in pro football.
In pro football. It's not complicated, the concepts that we're talking about. When you say, can he go under center? Yes. Can he throw hot? Yes. Can he sight adjust routes with a wide receiver? Yes. And kids do it in peewee football.
Well, yeah, I think you're overrated, but people can weigh in. 215-592-9494. James, the defense or Jalen Hurts? I'm just curious because they are the two, like, this thing's going to go as they go, and to an extent, Sirianni. Which do you believe in more moving forward?
Man, I think the defense, just because I think that they are, I think I know what they are, and I think they have a relatively high floor. I think they're going to show up and not be a disaster. I think Jalen has a higher ceiling. I agree with Richie. He can get back to where he was.
He could. I don't think he will, but he could.
But I'm much more, like, his floor is so much lower than the defense's, I think, with the turnovers, with those type of games, that I think ultimately I trust the defense more. But I also expect more from Jalen, if that makes sense.
I understand. Rhea, are the Eagles a good football team? Not will be, not were. Are the Eagles a good football team?
A good football team? I think they're a good football team.
Did you think that last week?
Against the Browns?
No, did you think that last Wednesday, last Tuesday? Did you think? Because
there's too much talent for them not to be a good football team. That's how I believe that.
It's a reasonable argument. I mean, they do have, there is a lot of talent.
There's way more talent than you look around and see on a lot of other teams.
There is. But you wonder, does the QB hold them back? Does the coach hold them back?
I think the addition of DeJean and Quinyon are going to allow that defense to be a lot stronger.
They have really helped. All right, look, all of this with you on the phone line today, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles good? Are they average? Where do you stand on that? The defense, Jalen Hurts, the sense of improvement and our hope that they will. Look, obviously the defense has already improved. That's clear. Now, is it phony baloney because you're facing, you know.
Let's find out about against Joe Burrow.
I mean, yeah, the Browns and the Giants, like that is, you're talking two of the bottom five in pro football. You really are. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? And are you starting to get excited? I am, but I also know, like, I don't know. Are you starting to get excited about the Eagles?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.